Pope Benedict XVI is on a one-day pastoral visit to the Diocese of San Marino Montefeltro. The diocese, located on Italy's Adriatic coast, also includes the independent Republic of San Marino. And as we join you on air, Pope Benedict is greeting the government and civil authorities of this tiny landlocked state in the historic chamber of the Grand and Great Council.
Serenissimi Capitani Regenti, I nostri signori.
The need to give greater support and recognition to families was the focus of the Pope's address to authorities delivered only moments ago. The Holy Father warned against attempts to undermine the fundamental value of the institution of the family, which he says marginalises young generations and society's weakest. Pope Benedict also spoke of the vulnerability of young people to becoming disorientated and giving in to substance abuse, and noted that the world of education often struggles to give them adequate responses because it too lacks the support of the family, which alone can nurture mature and responsible people with deep and perennial values. The Holy Father also encouraged the San Marino community in the current economic crisis.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
Earlier at midday, in comments before the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict had appealed to governments and people of goodwill to welcome and respect the dignity of refugees.
Domani ricorre la giornata mondiale del rifugiato.
On the eve of the United Nations-sponsored World Day for Refugees, the Pope urged the international community to guarantee dignified living conditions to refugees until they can safely and freely return to their homeland. His appeal came at the end of Mass to celebrate the solemnity of Trinity Sunday, which the Pope described in off-the-cuff remarks during his homily as God's feast day.
Dio e Figlio Spirito Santo, festa di Dio.
25,000 people had gathered in the small sports stadium of Serravalle at the foot of the towering rock home to the San Marino fortress to greet Pope Benedict. As the white papal helicopter touched down shortly after 9 a.m. local time, parish bells pealed across the nation's 61 square kilometres to announce Pope Benedict's arrival. Once again, the family and young people had a special mention in the Holy Father's homily. The Pope spoke of the many families in crisis, a crisis, he said, that was compounded by the widespread psychological and spiritual fragility of spouses, as well as the fatigue experienced by many educators in their attempts to ensure continuity in the formation of young people.
Oggi la vostra missione si trova a dover confrontarsi.
Pope Benedict recalled the ancient Christian roots of the people of San Marino and said that today their mission is to deal with profound and rapid cultural, social, economic and political transformations, which he said have determined new reference points and changed attitudes. Pope Benedict also said the temptation has crept in to believe that the wealth of man is not his faith, but his personal and social power. And to this end, the Pope concluded with a call to the faithful of the diocese to be like leaven in society, showing in both Montefeltro and San Marino that you are present, proactive and consistent Christians.
Grazie.
Pope Benedict XVI's last appointment on this one-day pastoral trip will see him cross the border of San Marino State into Italy for a prayer meeting with some 4,000 young people in the nearby town of Penambili before returning via helicopter to Vatican City State.